Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the chapter summaries, Madhya Lila 17. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu travels to Vrindavana. The following summary of the 17th chapter is given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya. After attending the Ratha Yatra ceremony of Sri Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to start for Vrindavan. Sri Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodara Goswami selected a Brahmana named Balabhadra Bhatta Acharya to personally assist Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Early in the morning, before sunrise, Lord Chaitanya started for the town of Cuttack. North of Cuttack, Mahaprabhu penetrated a dense forest and came upon many tigers and elephants whom Lord Chaitanya engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Whenever Lord Chaitanya had a chance to visit a village, Balabhadra Bhatta Acharya would beg alms and acquire some rice and vegetables. And if there were no village, Balabhadra would cook whatever rice remained and collect some spinach from the forest for Lord Chaitanya to eat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with the behavior of Balabhadra Bhatta Acharya. And in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through the jungle of Charikunda and finally reached Varanasi. And after taking bath at the Manikarnika Ghat at Varanasi, Mahaprabhu met Tapana Misra, who took Lord Chaitanya to his place and respectfully gave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a comfortable residence. Also at Varanasi, Vaidya Chandrasekara, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's old friend, also rendered service unto Lord Chaitanya. Seeing the behavior of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a Maharashtrian Brahmana informed Prakashananda Sarasvati, who was the leader of all the Mayavadi sannyasis. Prakashananda made various accusations against Lord Chaitanya. The Maharashtrian Brahmin, however, was very sorry about this, and so he brought the news to Sriman Mahaprabhu, inquiring from Lord Chaitanya why the Mayavadi sannyasis did not utter the holy name of Krishna. And in reply, Sriman Mahaprabhu said that they were all offenders and that one should not associate with the Mayavadis. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya bestowed his blessings upon the Maharashtrian Brahmana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next passed through Prayag and Mathura and then took lunch at the home of a Sanodiya Brahmana who was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Lord Chaitanya bestowed his blessings upon that Sanodiya Brahmana by accepting lunch at his place. Thereafter, Sriman Mahaprabhu visited the 12 forests of Vrindavana and was filled with great ecstatic love. And as Lord Chaitanya toured the Vrindavan forest, Mahaprabhu heard the chirping of parrots and other birds. Gachchan Vrindavanam Gauro Vyagre Bhaina Khaganvane Premon Matan Sahong Rityan Vidadhe Krishna Jalpinaha. And on his way to Vrindavan, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through the forests of Charikunda and made all the tigers, elephants, deer, and birds chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and dance. Thus, all these animals were overwhelmed by ecstatic love. Jaya Jaya Gora Chandra Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Recorded November 1, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Aum Tat Sat.